Blog Talk Radio.
Not too many people like to go to the doctor. You hear it all the time. Oh, I got to go to the doctor. I don't want to go. Afraid of what he's going to tell me. And if the guy wears a white coat, that's even worse. Makes your blood pressure go up and all that stuff. I happen to be an exception because my friend who's a doctor, I know him for many years, is funny and witty, and we talk about different things, and I tell him, I said, you know, I think you're a brilliant man and you're going to tell me what's going on, what's wrong with me, but I'm not taking any of that poison medicine, you know, and a lot of times he'll say to me, oh, don't take that. Yeah, because he knows me. So, not every doctor is a bad person. I mean, let's clarify that from the outset. But as a whole, the AMA, the Medical Society, they could be doing a lot more to help people. Now, here's an observation. They claim that hundreds of thousands of people died from the virus, right? Why didn't the doctors, now all those people, I'll bet at one time or another, have gone to a doctor, all right? Why didn't the doctor that they went to help them, you know, to put into place preventative measures so that if they got a virus or anything, you know, it would be mild. You know? The big problem is there's no freedom of choice, and these doctors are not advocating for that and fighting for that and standing up and say, hey, you know, look, this pandemic is an example. Look at all the people that died. They didn't die from taking holistic stuff. They died from the virus or the complications thereof with pre-existing illnesses that they had. So what we need in this country is a freedom of choice. You know, we need to bring in the different people who believe in holistic healing and deal with the herbs and all that have been around for thousands of years, and bring those people in to the mainstream and say, hey, now you have a choice. When you go to a hospital, you don't have a choice. You know, you go in there, you go to the emergency room, there's something going on. You don't have a choice of what they're going to give you. They're going to give you the poison, the stuff that they test in the lab and kills animals, you know, or causes them to get ill so they can supposedly figure these things out, which I don't believe is that accurate anyway, because we're not, animals are a lot different than people. But there's no freedom of choice. And get stuck in a nursing home, you don't have the freedom of choice as to the medical that you want. And the nursing home is getting anywhere from $9,000 to $16,000 a month to keep you there. And you can't even bring in your own doctor. You wanted to bring in your holistic doctor, you know. So that situation is even worse because they're making money on giving you what is called acceptable medical practice. To me, the you know, and to millions of us, I'm sure there should be a law that says they must offer you the freedom of choice and you should have the right. Because look what happens to most people who go into nursing homes. Within the first year, most of them deteriorate. And some of that, a lot of that can be traced to drugs and bad food and all that stuff. Anyway, when we come back, I want to talk about how these doctors should be standing up for our health. All right, in a sight around the world, Biggie's the Akita Rescue. Little Bear, the Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. The phone number 609-388-7004 down in southern New Jersey. And the Akita Rescue, great, great place. So check it out. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world, watch over them, take care of them, cherish them, keep them safe. Go an extra mile for a child. We remember Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and many, many others who we knew and will get to know. All right. Around the world, in a sight. Nobody starved on Long Island with my friend Gary. You need dog food, cat food, medical. Give Gary a call. He's a real beautiful guy. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. We remember some of our friends, our Good Mojo, Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, TruroLawCenter.com, and my good friend over there, Ave Maria. All right, so there's some of the people that make a difference and have made a difference in some of our lives right here. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And if you feel you've been violated, you want to get the legal end of it, call Jim Bahamundi, James Bahamundi, civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. So check out Jimmy. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, talking tonight about how we should have the freedom of choice and how the doctors should be helping us get it. I mean, we give them enough money. They've gotten rich because of the millions of us. All right, what else we got? Well, let's see if we get an engineer. We'll try to get some phone calls. 631, I'm sorry, well, that's the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. But the call-in number on the show is different. 213-816-1650. And if we don't get to your call right away, it's because we are waiting the engineer, co-host. All right, yes. Doctors should be doing a lot more to protect us and help us. They should be studying and learning about holistic healing that goes back thousands and thousands of years. They should be acknowledging the people, that field. And if need be, they should be advocating to change the laws that are keeping out the kind of healing that can save the lives of thousands and thousands of people. So the AMA, you know, is they think they know it all. Well, nobody knows it all. Not even the holistic people. That's one thing I like about them. They're forever learning. So where are these doctors, I mean, calling themselves healers, you know, and leaving out a big part of that healing and not giving people the choice? I mean, what does a doctor do if a person goes in the office and, you know, says, well, I don't want that. I want these herbs or this natural healing or, you know, whatever the case may be. We'll say to you, well, I can't help you. You know? Well, most of them are afraid. You know, they're afraid to recommend. You know? Or to help someone get herbal medicine and all that stuff. Because doctors have been in the past and probably still are persecuted by the AMA and all that stuff. You know, we know. We hear stories from time to time about that. And I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more, especially with this virus. Interesting item in the news today. I believe it was Stanford University. Some doctors got together and criticized President Trump's advisor, medical advisor. They didn't like the way he was conducting the fight against the virus. You know, but what are they doing about it? You know? I mean, I didn't get all the details, but I'd venture to say that, you know, they're sticking to the traditional type of healing and medicines can harm your liver and all that stuff. So it's easy to criticize. Especially when you're not president. You know, it's a big job. It's a hard job. Not an easy job to be the top person in this country and try to do the right things. And everybody's different. Not everybody. No one is going to do it perfect and please everyone. Never happen. Never happen. Even Abe Lincoln, honest Abe, got into trouble that way. All right, in a sight around the world, and you know, especially with this virus, people should definitely have the choice of what kind of treatment they want. And doctors have an obligation, you know, to look into the healing and come up with a formula. Now, doctors can recommend vitamins and all that stuff. They can give you injections of them, too. So they ought to come up with a formula that will boost the immune system and try to get that to happen to a certain degree where a person may get an ailment, a virus, but it won't be severe. See, that's the key. And I'm not talking about these vaccines that that they're going to put out. And God knows what's in them. And by the way, they're talking about different types of vaccines. And that makes it worse. How do you know which one you're getting? How do you know which one you to take? You know, you're going to go on the advice of these doctors. You know, and we all know about that. You know, you hear the old story, so-and-so got operated on, and they took out the wrong thing. That's crazy. So you have to educate yourself. You got to be smart and wise and intelligent and listen to some of these holistic people. You know, a lot of them on the internet, YouTube, and all that, and of course on the radio. And then when you go to the doctor, get a checkup, let them analyze certain things and all that. They're pretty good for that. I got to admit that. You know, not all those tests are accurate, but some of them are. You know, and then you go to the doctor and, oh, he says, oh, you have such and such, so and so. Then you can pull out your ammunition, so to speak. Say, oh, I know what's good for that. See? Help me get it. But your insurance probably won't pay for it. Pay for the stuff that the doctor recommends, the poison stuff, and especially over long term. That's even worse. And what these doctors ought to do is get together and form, if need be, an organization apart from the AMA. You know, now if enough of them get together, believe me, the AMA is not going to come down on thousands and thousands of doctors. They wouldn't look good. You know, they should get together, form an organization, and if need be, get a legislator, and you're probably going to have to pass a new law to allow these herbal substances to become commonplace and the freedom of the choice. That would be a good name for the organization that they could form. Give our patients a choice. You know, that would describe the whole thing. And of course the news media would jump all over the story, so that would help. And they'd get a lot of support too. Inner Sight would support them, our organization. We have almost 100,000 people who hear us. So there's the idea, doctors, il dottore.
Dottore.
You know, get your friends together, form an organization that would give people the freedom of choice. Get a lobbyist. Do what you have to do. If you really, truly believe in helping people, that's one of the biggest ways to do it.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, but who knows? A lot of them would be too afraid, but if you get enough, there's safety in numbers.
Mm.
You got to get enough people who believe the same way. You know, it's got to be part of the healing curriculum. That's how they have to make it. In other words, it has to be approached in the way that, well, I'm not doing enough. Doctors aren't doing enough to heal people and to help people. There's a lot. There's many, many other ways that we haven't tapped into that can help people. That's how it's got to be approached. You know, that way it would be harder for the AMA to put it down.
Sure.
You know, you have to approach it from a humanitarian, I'm a healer, you know.
That's
if
right.
This is going to help somebody, this particular herb, this particular substance, then I want them to take it.
That's right.
Now, a lot of people, they claim, have died from this virus.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those people would have died if they would have had expert help in holistic healing?
Probably not as much. I don't think. You know why? Because I think things would have been used differently. I don't know. That's how I think.
They would have had a better chance.
Yeah.
And if that was coupled with the doctor, when you go to him, practicing preventative medicine along with a holistic doctor, now you got a better chance that you won't even get the damn thing, or you get a mild version of it.
Exactly. For example, you wouldn't have diabetes to begin with, or you wouldn't have high blood pressure to begin with, so you would have a lesser chance of having it out of, you know, the coronavirus in a harder and more devastating form, and you know, succumb to it, you know. Or if you do, you will not, you know, like I said, succumb to it. You might have long-term effects from it, but you'll won't be as bad.
Now, no system is perfect. You know, we know that. That's true. But look at all the people that have died from this.
Yeah.
Doesn't that tell you that there's something wrong, there's something lacking here that isn't being given to people?
Oh, yeah. They're saying this too, Frank.
Common sense.
Which makes me really suspicious, Frank, all around. They're saying that it attacks the entire body, which is very evil. It's like more like, you know how like years ago nerve gas used to attack the whole entire body? To me, this is like and we know this was an act of war in a sense, but to me, this is even more than that. This really goes to the root of the cause. I told you in the beginning, remember, I said to you, this has to be an act of war.
There's no proof of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but still, my heart
there
says
has,
it.
There has to
my
be the proper legality with something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if these doctors would employ the holistic healing along with, you know, give people the choice, I bet you 90% of those people could have been saved.
I bet you that, you know, not only 90% of those
really
people could
that.
Have been saved, I bet you that Americans in general, if holistic healing was intact on a regular basis, wouldn't have half the conditions that they have.
Yeah,
and they
right.
would have alternatives.
Which means that they're a lot less vulnerable.
I remember looking at my health and looking at my medical history and looking at how much medicine I was on. And this was only, let's see, from 2009 to the present. Okay, not too long ago. I don't consider that a long time ago. I was only on maybe about five medicines. Now, but I lost count. I'm like on maybe about 20 to 30 medicines right now, at least. And they repeat themselves at night. That's a lot. And everybody wonders
crazy.
Why my liver is still functioning. So it's
and
totally
you haven't
like
even gotten better.
Tablets. No.
Yeah. There's the thing right there. You're on all that stuff and you've gotten worse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And people have made money on you getting worse.
Yeah.
See, the whole thing, the thing gets worse as you unfold it and go along. You've
Eating
gotten worse.
Vitamins.
You're putting poison into your body. People have capitalized on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're only one person. How many more millions and millions have been
and
through
I
the
feel,
same thing?
I cannot begin to tell people how I feel. People say to me, oh, everybody's tired. I said, no. This is like beyond fatigue. This is like the fatigue of like almost as if you're ready to die fatigue. It's like so dead tired that you're worse than like even though you rest, you wake up the very next day
you're
tired.
Because your liver is overtaxed.
It's shot. It's shot. Completely
That's what
shot.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Some guy called me up the other day. Sounded like an Indian guy. And these people are so stupid. And he says, "Oh, you can get free delivery of medicine for free."
And
he said to me, "How do you feel?" I said, "I feel wonderful. You know why?" "No, why? Why?" "Because I don't take that damn poison medicine."
What did he say?
He hung up. People are so damn stupid.
One day I want to say that those words, Frank. I really do. I really, really do.
You want to say what?
I don't take one bit of medicine. One day I want to say those words that you just said. I don't take that.
Oh, yeah, you
got to
get off it. Well, yeah.
I do. I want to say it. I want to say I don't take that poison medicine.
Well, not only you want to say it, you want to live it.
Yeah, I do.
All right, in sight, 213-816-1650. You want to call in, turn down your computer, phone, or radio, whatever it is, and try to stay off speakerphone, please. Better reception. Anybody on the line?
Okay. When I first came in, I saw Maureen. So let me see if there's, I believe Maureen's there, but let me see if there's anybody else as well. Hold on.
All right. We have one of our regular callers.
Maureen's still there. Hold on.
By the way, we're on television starting next month, Thursday night.
Here she comes.
7:30, Channel 20, Long Island.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys.
How are you doing over there?
Yeah, hanging in, waiting for this whole thing to be over, hopefully. Hopefully one day soon. You know, just... It's just, I don't know what it is just anymore. Too much, the whole thing, you know. I'm still trying.
Notice the, excuse me, Maureen. You ever notice the aroma in a nursing home?
Oh, God, no, don't even go there, Frank.
Isn't it horrible? I mean, right there, that tells you something, doesn't it? When you walk in and you smell that. That smell,
It's a combination.
You gotta think, hey, what's going on here? Well, why does this place smell like that?
It smells I want to give people an idea of what it smells like, okay, so people understand. It's a combination of fecal matter, combination of urine, combination of antiseptic, combination of rotten food, combination of just rotting skin sometimes if people have ulcerations. Just really horrible.
Oh, yeah, but
you
got to smell it. Just to talk about it is not enough. You got to go there and
it's just
get a whiff.
Vomit. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It really is horrible. I've been in it.
Well, I gotta
say that. I've been around it.
I got to say the one season is pretty good. Just once in a while if somebody goes to the bathroom and, I ask them to spray because sometimes they don't. In Dry Harbor, I think it was one time, the smell was so bad, they didn't smell it. No. I know maybe when you're around it a while, your nose goes a little, but how they couldn't have smelled. That was, beyond me, but,
Well, now with this virus, they've been cleaning a lot more. Why didn't they do that before?
Thank you. Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe they could have prevented the damn thing.
Continue. No, I was just saying, I think the cleaning of the subways is going the way of all things in New York City. They usually go.
Oh, yeah, the subways are a lot cleaner than
they used to be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I
bet you they're cleaner than a nursing home. Oh, did I say that?
The homeless are going back on the trains now. So, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible, too. You ever see, I go around, I want to get myself, like, one of these, like, cameras that I could put it on top of a helmet, but I can't afford it right now. I wish I could just get a helmet cam, and I could just go around places, and I could just show people what it looks like in my town, or go places around. It just looks so deserted and so empty and just so sad. I want people to
see. And a lot of homeless are around Queens, a lot of under the expressways and by Burger King and by the Atlas Park Mall and just a lot of homeless people, a lot of garbage thrown everywhere. And it's such a shame, what's happened.
Yeah, I feel like where is everybody? Where is everybody?
Yeah.
Not in the people should be out, but it's like this virus has not only attacked, it's attacked the soul of America. It really has.
Well,
No, I don't believe
it. I think.
Yeah.
I don't believe
it. I think
that.
Really the virus.
I think people
as
have been
virus,
intimidated by this damn thing.
That's it.
A lot more than there should be.
Well, that's it. I think the virus, I had one excessive ride driver. He said, sometimes I think to myself, am I thinking, am I getting there? Am I going? He said, sometimes I think it's just too much and it gets overwhelmed. That's it. I think they should cool it for a while. You know what I mean? We all know what to do. We all know. 200,000 people died, unfortunately. Yes, that's very sad. But I don't think they all died of the COVID. They're being all clumped with COVID, and that's
I don't believe that either.
Right.
Or
so
if you have that number, I'm sorry. Continue.
No, I just said to say, 200,000 people died. That's not so. They did not all die of COVID. We'll never probably get the full amount because they just clumped everybody in there at the beginning, So to say that is not accurate.
Well, I think some of it is accurate, too, because some of it wasn't counted properly in the beginning either. So I think it's half a dozen one way and half a dozen another. Some of it wasn't counted properly, and they weren't counting properly in the beginning. So it sort of it balances out. I really do. I think it does balance out. Now that they're counting.
Doesn't say much for the
properly.
Medical profession, that's for sure.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So now it sort of balances out, I think. And I think
I think they should just ease up on some of it. You know what I mean? They shouldn't. And how come other places can get the schools, you know, going, but of course New York can't do that right either.
Yeah.
And we can't even have. Why can't the ball be dropped this year in Times Square? All right, you don't have to let the people
Here's
go.
What they could do.
Why can't the ball be dropped?
They could do it virtually, and everybody watch virtually.
Exactly.
Why can't they do that? You know,
exactly.
Come on.
Why must take and reap everything away from Americans and civilization? That's
right.
The first time in
they
a hundred years.
They could have a
Thanksgiving
Day parade virtually. They could have everything virtually. People could
That's
tune
right.
in.
Hey,
yes,
I heard they got rid of the Macy's
things.
Day parade. Is that true?
Yeah.
No, they're
going to
do that virtually.
Right? Thank God.
They're going to do that virtually.
They should do everything
mm-hmm.
virtually. Come on.
Exactly.
This
but why can't they drop? You're taking the heart and soul away from everything we knew.
That's what
got
I'm saying.
To stop. You know?
It is. Got to stop. That's
it's,
why people
yeah.
are so depressed. That's why people are taking their
mm-hmm.
lives left and right. And that's not
and we
said enough.
We certainly want to get rid of 2020. Have a new year come in. You know what
oh,
I mean?
God,
that would
yeah.
really, I think, make people
oh, yeah.
feel much better. But, there's,
but does it,
oh, we
does
can't
it really
do,
matter?
Can't
will it matter? Will it help?
No.
I don't think it will. Because 2021
oh,
is going to be the same. You know?
Probably. I just hope it's not worse, actually. mm-hmm. You know? But, I mean, people are tired of it. People are tired of every minute it's got to be on the radio and every minute. Stop with it already for a day or two. We don't
they
have to be reporting on it every single day. Oh, and wash the ad comes on. Wash your hands for 20 seconds with soap and water. If you don't know that by now, where have you been? In a, under a rock? I mean, how would you not know? And is that
I
all
guess.
It takes to get rid of it? You wash your hands for 20 seconds with soap and water? you know what I mean?
Well,
you know
that's common.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That should have been done all the time, on a regular basis. Your parents
mm.
taught you that. Are my parents mm, taught
yeah.
you that?
I always wash my hands. I mean, when I come in, when I go to the bathroom, before I go and I'm done the bathroom,
yeah.
and just, you know, just know to do it, you know?
Yeah.
But I still say for...
You know, where people mm. could read them in all different formats in the bathrooms, that's
mm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
How many doctors and nurses don't wash their hands?
oh, God.
Oh,
yeah,
I've seen that.
Heard the stories
that.
About that
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know doctors that didn't wash their hands.
Picture. My friend sent
mm-hmm.
me like, a video of a nurse that got fired for that
mm-hmm.
whole thing. A fiasco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She went into a patient's room, and
mm-hmm.
as she was going from one patient to another, she wasn't
mm-hmm.
washing her hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I've known that, too. You know, but... For months when we didn't know this and it was going around, we did a heck of a lot better than when we actually found out about it and life kind of stopped, you know what I mean? you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people were together for the first, if they said it started actually last August and wasn't known for 4 or 5 months, we all lived with it. We all lived together like normal human beings, you know what I mean? Then life stopped, and we have to wear masks, and we can't be sick. Oh, you see the dots everywhere. It does it. You can't. This is not normal, you know? It's got to
anybody,
they gotta do
something. Anybody hear of anyone who has gotten a fine for not wearing a mask?
Oh, they're not doing that. Nobody on the subway or buses here have gotten a mask. A fine for not wearing it. And they said quite a few people aren't wearing it. But you know what they're doing now in this city? $100 fine if you poop on the subway or the subway platform. That's their latest thing.
Yeah, I heard about
that.
Because
that's where the,
but
the
homeless people are. They're still announcing
are,
on the subway and on the Long Island Railroad that you can be fined $50.
For what? Who was that?
For not wearing the mask.
For defecating.
Oh, yeah,
for
I know.
Really?
Well, they're doing that in the city, but they haven't given anybody yet. Because now they're starting with the poop because the homeless are back down there and the bathrooms aren't open. So
this
is crazy. And like somebody said, how are they going to pay $100 fine when they're homeless and don't have money? The whole thing is so stupid. Stupidly ridiculous, you know?
Just open the damn bathrooms again.
Exactly.
God, help me.
Did you see where they found the man cave down under one of the subway things? It had a futon, a big screen TV, a refrigerator.
There you go.
All kinds of goodies for themselves.
Did he pay rent?
No way.
I'm sure.
Probably free rent.
I tell you, it's just so bizarre. The whole thing is just, you know.
Yeah.
It's too much. It really is, you
crazy.
Know. It's really
it is bizarre.
Yeah.
So that's how
it's
you
too
do
much.
Go get all this stuff.
Is that what
electricity?
is that what Mayor de Blasio's wife is the head of? The if you poop, you get $100 fine.
I don't know what she's the head of.
Mean?
To tell you the truth, I don't know what her title is. She's got like 12 people under her. What they all do,
and
I have no idea. But they do it for $2 million. They do it for. So, I don't know. I don't actually know what her title is or what she's supposed
she
to be doing.
She does the COVID thing, task force, I think, now.
She what?
She does the COVID task force now.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
what
I think
are you,
so.
Is setting it up and all, you mean? Or, I don't know.
Yeah, all the stuff related to it, I think. She was something else, I think, the homeless stuff. And then he promoted her, I suppose.
They promote her.
I don't know what they're doing.
The COVID test.
Yeah, now she's a full-grown nut.
Not yet. But, you know, the thing that is mind-boggling to me is that you just, you know, you sit down and all this craziness. Why can't you just have people, you know, not, I know what's going to happen when, you know, this, you know, the political scene is over, you know, when we have election day. All that's over. This won't be mentioned as much. You know that.
It can't be what? It can't be mentioned?
Well, COVID.
No, all the politicians are going to go on vacation. You won't hear from them. But
yeah. It won't be as much. It will be around, but it won't be mentioned as much. Seriously.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
how I feel.
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
we'll be forgotten.
Yep.
Yet once again.
Exactly.
And the holidays
exactly.
are here. And everybody is just going to sit down and look at each other. And look at each other.
You're right.
Seriously.
And they're still out protesting in the streets of New York. All protests
all
everywhere. Nobody wearing masks. Me, and this ain't going to be spreading anything,
well,
of course not,
country,
of course not.
They're protesting. And do you know what's going to happen when January hits? This nation is going to have disaster. Seriously. Serious disaster.
Oh.
That's how I feel. It is.
This country,
we'll
never know this country as we once did, really. We really won't because we just won't, you know. They're sending parties last night, the anarchists.
I don't think it'll be the same, but I do think it'll be something different, and I don't know what it'll be in the future. I don't. I just hope our kids who are now, who will take it and run and will do something better with it. That's what I pray for. Seriously.
I don't know. I really don't, because the ones who are out there now, the ones who will are parents and who will be parents in the upcoming future don't seem too good. They really don't.
Well, some of them are not so bad. Some of them are really pretty good, and some of them, whoa, wacko. That's all I can say, you know.
I mean, out in Portland last night, they're setting a fire for, I don't know what, protest out there where they're having fires. You know what I mean? It's no common sense. No, I don't know. I'm getting tired of the whole, I just can't
I don't know
deal
what
with
this
it
has
anymore.
To do. It may sound crazy, but nobody's ever said this, but some people actually thought of this, and I was like, it has a really good, you know, thought to it, but I haven't, nobody's ever said it really with scientific background, okay? But people were saying,
maybe this is in the air. That's why people are going a little wacko. You know what I'm saying about this? Mm-hmm. You know, because people are really acting strange.
Yeah.
You know? And
plus, some people think this is the end of the world coming. You know?
That's what it is. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
Well,
I don't.
I just want my
well,
mom
I know
home
the
here
doctor's
in this house.
Doctors got to do a
and,
better job. That's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing
I want
job.
Her here. I'll never have to turn on the radio ever again. We'll just watch our shows we used to watch, and that's it. That's all.
Well, I don't think there's a better area around right now, because I think around everywhere, the world right now, we're just big mouths reporting it all. We don't know how to keep our mouths shut. Seriously, everywhere around the world just doesn't air their laundry, you know, their dirty laundry. They don't.
Well, I don't. I think it's too much. It's too much media, too much fake media. He's right. We don't hear all the good things. We only hear bad things. That some of it is made up, you know. And you got
to
stop doing that. You got to. If you tell bad news, you got to tell some good news that happens. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I mean, there may not be much, but tell something. Huh?
Right.
I mean, our friend up in Canada today, she went out for lunch with her friends. She went out. She's been here. She's been. They seem like they're living more up there and more. You know what I mean? Here. Yeah. How is anybody going to eat outside with snow falling and heat is going? And it's just stupid. It's just beyond stupid, you know?
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah.
It's just totally beyond stupid, you know.
My
open the thing. If it starts to spike, then you close. Sorry, Suzanne. Say again.
My friend who lives up in Canada, she gets like a few feet of snow. So I don't know if you want to go up there.
Oh yeah, I know they have a lot of snow, but. Better than the few feet of stuff we. It's better than the few feet of stuff we have here all the time, every day. If you know what I mean. If you know what I'm alluding to. Getting back to the poop story of
people. The one that's piled deep and high.
All right, in a sight. come on, night. Come on, night. The funnies world.
Hmm.
We're going to roast Joe Biden tomorrow night here on Inside.
Yeah.
All right.
And then if Trump doesn't do what
we want,
roast him the following week.
Gabriel came up with a weird occupation. We're going to tell you about that.
Plumber? Plumber?
So be here tomorrow night, and because Louis will be dropping around with his crazy stuff, and you know, get a good couple of good laughs going and all that, and who knows, you know, what else? Inner Sight tomorrow night, Follies. All right, Maureen, anything else? You want to say?
No, I guess we've pretty much covered about everything. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So we'll finish the rest of the show. Thank you for calling in, Maureen.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.
Take care.
Take care.
Okay.
Take
care.
Bye-bye.
And let's see. Yeah. There's an opera by Gaetano Donizetti. It's called The Elector of Love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, Amorino, is trying to get this girl to fall in love with him. And the whole thing is so funny because he goes to this doctor to get a potion.
Love potion. Like love drops. Yeah.
And the funny thing is, she's already in love with him.
Oh.
So, you know, Il Dottore Pietà, they're singing, you know, have mercy, you know, have mercy, please help me, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, doctors, wake up. You know, have mercy on your patients. Help them. Because they might not have the love
that
Amorino had.
Or even the health. The health that
would give them
the love.
Sure. We need to get the medical people to gain new knowledge and expand and use that knowledge. And they're set. See, this is part of the problem. They're set in the same old ways that the institutions for the disabled are set in. Think about that.
Yeah, I'd say.
Look at the
parallel
between the two. You know?
Yeah, very much.
The same old stuff. Don't change. Don't find anything new. Don't be intimidated. You know, the agencies are intimidated by the government. The AMA, the doctors are intimidated by the AMA. You know?
Yeah.
No room for creativity. And this is why.
Yeah.
A big reason why all those people have died.
Wow.
You know, because they had something else. And all the years that these doctors gave them those pills and everything, how come they still had that something else?
Exactly.
There's something wrong here.
No, it's called the money-making machine. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Seriously. That's what keeps them, you know, the business going. Not the healing going, the business going.
Oh, yeah. My grandpa never went to a doctor.
Yeah.
He lived to be over 100. One time they pushed him to go. He had a prostate problem. Doctor wanted to give him some medicine at the time. He said, no. I'm not taking that, you know.
Yeah.
He went home and he looked up in some book. I don't know, some old Italian
book. I'd love to find that old Italian book.
And he concocted a remedy.
Yeah.
Do you know he outlived the damn doctor?
There you go. Yeah.
And that was Grandpa.
Seriously.
Man.
Yeah, if I could find that old Italian book, I'd probably outlive.
Well, you got to go to the old school for that, people. You got to, you know.
Wow.
You
got to
find the old Italian.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. You want to call in. What do you think about the doctors? Anybody out there, you know, let us know. You think they've helped the people with this virus? If you, that's
I
your
think
opinion,
they haven't
we'd like
helped.
To hear it.
Well,
what?
I'll tell you. I get a certain number of physicians that have helped me and a certain number of physicians that haven't, you know. So I got some who actually recommend that I go to, you know, natural healing, and some that actually, you know, want to make the money.
Yeah, but if they're going to recommend that, they ought to help you do it. That's exactly my point.
Yeah.
You know.
Like pay for it.
Initiate
now,
it.
Now, one doctor.
Do it.
Yeah. Well, you want to hear something? I never went to this doctor back again. I got real pissed off. This doctor was talking while I was in the in another room. He didn't realize that I overheard him. This is when my hearing was better. And he was talking to somebody. He goes, yeah, I make this such and such and such and such off of each 15 minutes of each patient, blah, 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 blah. I literally walked out of the office. This is when I could see well and I was able to drive. I walked out of the office and I drove home. He goes, where's my patient? He called me back. He goes, well, I was going to see you. I said, oh, it's okay. I'm all right. I feel better. That made me feel better. I went right home. I don't want to see him after that. I didn't want to see him.
Well,
I got real pissed off at him. Yeah, I was pissed. He was bragging.
I mean, these doctors know how bad this stuff is. They have relationships mm-hmm. with the drug companies. They come into their office. Mm-hmm. They peddle this stuff. You know, they tell them mm-hmm. this, the new stall. We got the new drug.
Yeah.
You know, we got the new one. Boy, is this the super duper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, if you take it long term, you're risking death. Well, what's long term? Oh, you know, it's got to be 6 months, 9 months. You know.
Yeah.
Then they find out that some guy died after 3 months.
But, you know, it's weird. I mean, some of the pills are, you know, they tell you that right at the get-go. You know, you see the commercials on TV, you know, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to take that. Remind me.
Yeah. They,
you know, and you're
why,
like,
why do people continue to take it then?
Yeah.
Why don't the doctors stop them from taking it?
Or if, you know. Here's the thing that is mind-boggling. Make it so minute that make it like homeopathic remedies. Homeopathic remedies are so minute that it's like little bit. Why can't they do that? Like these medicines, like homeopathic remedies, you know, but yet natural.
That's not going to work on.
I know.
It doesn't work that way.
They don't know how to do that. No, I know. These are chemicals. Yeah. That's the difference. But that would be something logical, you know. But some of these things, it's so bizarre too. They
I think
the
government.
The ocean.
I think the government should pay doctors to go holistic.
That'd be great. Yeah.
How about that, President Trump?
That'd be awesome, actually.
You got the money.
Yeah. Not only him.
You got the money.
The
people.
You know.
Pay
also,
the doctors to go holistic.
Yeah.
And if the AMA mm-hmm. tried to interfere, sue the ass off them. There's the solution.
But I think the AMA should also step into that, too, and try to go holistic as well.
Yeah.
Seriously.
The government years ago, the government paid farmers not to grow certain foods. Did you know that?
Yeah, no. They wanted them to grow.
Why not pay the
dairy.
Doctors? To go holistic.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I wouldn't mind if they made money like that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Hurry up, quick, do the Able News. We got 30
seconds.
Able
is a newspaper for basically read Able, and you can get that subscription online and visit ablenews.com to get that subscription. Thank you.
All right, Able News, they got the personals, articles.
Yes, they do.
Different experts and all that.
Yep.
Partial to the disabled. Priorities.
Yes.
All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. The funny's over here, so come on down tomorrow night and we'll have some hilarious stuff going on. Yeah, Jackie Gleason and all that. All right. We're going to roast Joe Biden tomorrow night, folks.
Yeah.
Roasting Joe.
Being roasted.
All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.